mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hi, this is Justin Robert Young of Go Home Santa, You're Drunk. Although, like, they'll probably play this long after that book came out. So I'm just going to date when I did this, so you know. Otherwise, you can just edit that out. This is a really long thing. Anyway, you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Hey you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io, put geek in and geek out.
Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geekery, episode 62, recorded Thursday, the 15th of May. Dale put that in weird because he's from Australia, 2014. I am your hostess with the mostest. Where's the creamy filling? Jared Budlong.
Oh my gosh. And I seem to have frozen. Anyway, sorry about that. I'm confusing my own intro. I'm Alexandra Schultz.
And I put Budlong's creamy filling in weird. I'm Dale Campbell.
Joining us this week is Beelzebub, a.k.a. Jeffrey Powers of Geekazine and a lot of other stuff. You're a busy man. How are you?
I am good. How are you? It's way past my bedtime.
Well, I apologize, and we will probably keep you up a lot later.
That's okay.
That's how we roll.
We'll just relax like this.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And if you fall asleep, it's fine. We'll pass over you like we do Rachel.
It's not the first time someone would have fallen asleep on the show.
No. Now, given she had, Blaze, I didn't see your comment in the chat. Sorry, she said they can probably kick you out and not allow you back. I don't understand that. I'm sorry. It doesn't even make sense.
Wow, is this the chat room that I never?
Yeah.
Yep, that one.
You're not in it.
Nobody's been drinking.
Yeah.
Yay.
I've been drinking lots of water, so I don't know why I'm not firing on all cylinders. Must not be hydrogen powered. All right. So.
Hydrogen powered water. What?
You can break the hydrogen and oxygen and use it for fuel, and when it burns, it turns back into water.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. No. Anybody else? Okay.
Believe it or not, it's walking on air. Never thought it could be so free.
Walking on sunshine. Jazz, you do see Google Glass. Stay tuned. More to come.
Jared's in the chat room?
Yeah,
what?
I don't know why he's not taking care of his brand new baby. I don't know.
Yeah, get on that.
He wants to make sure I'm not ruining his job any worse than I already am.
Yeah, no. Just to clarify, Blaze, I know the comment was from earlier. I just don't follow it. I think that's on me at this point. So we're just gonna try to keep moving along. So Jeff, what is it? What all do you do? So I mean, I know you're a drummer.
But here, let me take care of that for you. So Jeff, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. How about yourself? I'm doing great. So what do you do, Jeff?
Yeah.
I'm a podcast. Well, I'm some people say I'm a podcaster extraordinaire. Some people I say I'm a piece of.
You can say it.
Can we say it? Piece
you
of shit. Okay.
Some
people say I'm a piece of shit. So you know, it is what it is. So, but I do. I am a podcaster, videocaster, content creation, and god of all video, or something like that. So you can find me over at geekazine.com. That Think Magazine put in a geek. You've got Geekazine. Also, I have a podcast called The Day in Tech History, which is a full rundown of tech history on a daily basis. I've got another show called iPad 365 at ipad-365.com. This Week in Google Glass at thisweekingooglass.com. And I'm a podcast coach over at howtorecordpodcast.com. You can find me at the Podcaster Community, which I created. And do you want me to go on? I'm also a musician. I can pick up my guitar.
Wait, you do? Wait, hold on. You do guitar as well? I knew you played drums.
Yeah.
See?
There we go.
So
I had music picked out for the middle section, but we might just let you play while we go get refreshments.
I'm also a neurosurgeon, so if you'd like to have...
Yeah.
For reference, since you said you were the god of all media creation, I just changed your official title to Beelzeboobtube.
Beelzeboobtube?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Wow.
That sounds... Yeah, just don't put those two things together.
I'll give you for using my catchphrase of geek out for this. So.
Hey, That was on our own.
We have a guest that says we pull our geek out.
Yeah.
technically, I've been podcasting a lot longer than you guys.
Hey, listen.
I'm sorry to say.
We came up with
geek
it
out,
on
folks.
Our own.
Look at this. Geek out. Yeah.
See?
I highly doubt that. I mean, whoever thought of taking the word geek and taking out. The word out and putting it together? It just doesn't happen.
No.
Didn't happen.
No.
Who possibly sat there and said, "What rhymes with freak out?"
Yeah.
Oh, freak out.
Oh.
Actually, you know what's really funny is that song, I guess with Big Bang Theory, if you watch the local channels, 5 o'clock Big Bang Theory, they have a commercial where they actually take that song and change it to geek out.
And
I'm getting my lawyers on that, so you know it's all okay. So
hey, you can't sue podcasters. We've got Adam Carolla on our side. So
I'm not suing Adam Carolla.
No,
that's different.
No, but they're helping protect all podcasters. So don't tread on me. I'm in Alabama. I can say that, right? Isn't that, wasn't that one of the things from the South back in?
All right, Benjamin Franklin.
Yep.
So.
All right. So you're just busy. That's a lot of stuff. I don't know how you.
Well, you know, if you don't have a 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday, it makes life a lot easier. So just, you know, ditch the 9-to-5 job and then do what I do. So and in all reality, I mean, I've been doing this for 7 years. So if anybody cannot go 2 months without a paycheck, then this is not what you do.
Right.
Simple as that. I used to, you know, I was an IT administrator for over 15 years. I started on the Windows 95 project as a help desk support agent, and I built from there. So when I decided to make this switch to podcasting, because I found this to be my newest passion, or what I thought IT administration was my passion, turned out that podcasting was. And when I made that change, I mean, I went from $50,000, $60,000 a year paychecks to zip. And so it's a big change. And I've been doing it for 7 years, and it's tough. It's a tough road, but you know, you can find your way.
Yeah. So if it's your passion, I would completely. I applaud you for taking that plunge. I wish I had the audacity to pull that off. I would love to do something similar, but I can't bring myself.
Well, what's your daytime job?
I install home theaters and TVs. So
you could easily switch that around and become a contractor and make 2 to 3 times the amount that you do.
Yeah.
I couldn't. You could possibly.
Maybe in a bigger city. I work for a conglomerate, we're going to say.
Well, we won't get in. I'm not going to get you in trouble or anything.
Yeah, like, no.
Fire him.
No, I've mentioned who I work for previously. I just, anyway, a friend and I, we joke, we work for Acme Incorporated. That's our running joke. It actually, I think on Facebook, I think it's still my official job is working for Acme in the steel mill.
Yes, it is actually
fantastic running joke with Adam from Start Select.
Well, at any rate, since you have a nice cushy job, you want to send some money my way so I can eat next month, then you're more than welcome to.
If I didn't have a wife and a kid and another kid on the way, I might might be able to pull that off. But
blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Everybody says that.
I'm going to try and, you know, provide for my family. We'll see how that goes.
I'll be the next person. You know, you could put that little sticker on the back
on
of the
car.
Yeah. There I am. You have your kids. You have Beelzebub, or I'm sorry, Beelzeboob-tube. Yeah. And we're all good. So that's me. And then you just send me money.
Right.
Nice. Think of it like alimony or something.
Or like the thing where you adopt a kid from another country and send like $35 a month.
We could. There you go. Sally Struthers. Where's Sally Struthers when you need her? Oh my goodness.
Podcaster.
Oh my goodness.
We need to make this happen. Oh,
I could be like the pet stop. and Melissa Etheridge could be singing the arms of the angel. And you know, you could send it that way. I don't care how you send it. Geekazine@gmail.com is my PayPal address. Just go ahead and send the money there.
We could do Google Wallet too. You could send it that
way. I need to support
Grover
over here.
Right, we need to support Grover. And we need to start the Adopt a Podcaster Foundation.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Somebody, Dale, write that down.
The starving artist.
So I can quit my nighttime job. So that.
Which is our daytime.
Yes, which is really bizarre, by the way.
My
daytime.
Yeah,
so you're across the pond.
He's in Australia.
I am across all of the ponds.
He's across all of them.
Is it 12 or 13 hours right now?
It is
16 or something ridiculous.
12 and a half. 12 and a half.
Okay.
I thought it was like 4 in the afternoon at your house. Where? Am I over exaggerating again? My bad.
Why do you think I'm in New Zealand? Jeez.
Yeah, so it's 12:30 on Friday for Dale. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Just watch out for the kangaroos.
And my giant spider outside my living room.
So Jared in the chat said Sally Struthers ate herself to death.
Oh, man.
That's horrible.
That's
oh,
sad.
Man.
Let's have a moment of silence for Sally Struthers, please. Okay, that's done.
Yeah, that's done.
Yeah, we did say a moment.
Speaking of moment of silence, we're going to move on into gadgets, games, and gizmos.
What?
Gadgets, games, and gizmos. Pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew. I am horrible at segues. It's fine. So.
It's a nice segue. It worked.
Yeah, it works out. We rolled on into that. So, Alexandra, so you haven't put anything in the notes, so we're going to let you start off.
So I have to go first.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the stuff I've been doing this week. Well, I actually found out something kind of interesting. Oh, you blinked. I don't know if you're still there.
Uh-oh.
You might be gone. Oh,
I'm
there you
still
are.
Here.
Okay, I just can't see you. But anyway.
Physically or mentally?
Oh. I'm still here.
I found out an interesting bit of actually like medical information that I don't know a lot of people know about because it's not like a lot of places are very forthcoming with the information. I went on a magical quest to find a new doctor because I hadn't gone in a long time and my insurance just changed. And I went to get, I was trying to make an appointment to get a yearly physical and my old doctor said, you can't go here anymore. We don't take this insurance. And I went on a magical adventure to find someone who did because no one would. I finally did find somebody, but while I was there, every single person kept asking me if I had depression or if I needed to talk to a psychiatrist, and I couldn't figure out why, because that's not why I was there. So finally, I cornered one of the nurses, and I said, hey, how come everyone keeps asking me why I have to be tested for depression? She goes, oh, well, you see, recently, the U.S. government finally acknowledged that there's a huge problem with depression and anxiety here in the US, and they've been sinking tons of money into behavioral health programs. And so now that's one of the first things that we ask you. And we're also supposed to tell you where you can find free or almost free psychiatric help if you need it, or if you even just want to talk to somebody. And I was like, really? I didn't know that.
Did not either. I haven't.
So apparently if you go to your doctor now, you can ask for that information. So if they're, because I know there are people who struggle with depression and all that and are like, oh, I can't afford to go to someone expensive. They'll tell you where you can go. And apparently each state has at least one free behavioral health clinic.
Oh, good. So somewhere in my state that, you know, you could drive 6 hours to cover north
and
south.
Well, I'm sure that's dependent on size, too.
No,
know.
I could just see it like, yeah, no, we've got one. There you go.
One, yep.
Oh, by the way, it's in the top, you know, top northeast corner. You know, good luck.
But yeah, I thought that that was something useful for people, because I know there are so many who think that there's nowhere that they can go, like, oh, I can't afford it, or, oh, it surely it can't be bad enough to justify how it costs. But yeah, there are places where you can go, just even if you feel like talking to somebody. You're like, you know what, I've had, like, the most horrible span of days, weeks, months, whatever.
Right.
I need to unload to somebody.
We had a place here in Madison, Wisconsin. It was called the Snuggle House, where you could go for free hugs. But then they closed it down.
Did you guys remember the story we talked about like a year ago? Alexandra, probably not. But
you could pay money to lay in a bed with someone.
Yeah,
that's what that does. That's a Snuggle House.
Well, this was some lady in New York who was charging to cuddle. Yeah. And she was, it was like $100 for like half an hour or something weird. I don't know. It was really.
Are you sure it's just cuddling?
That was the whole thing. She was in the news because she was literally, it's just cuddling. Like, it's full clothes, just cuddling on the couch or whatever it was.
No spooning.
Yeah, it was.
No spooning for you.
It was so strange.
I think her rules were strict enough that if you even came in implying that she did something else, she made you leave.
Right.
And you did not get a refund. She's like, nope, gone. Bye bye.
Yeah, it was really strange. It was all in the news for a good, 2 days or whatever it was, and then
until people lost interest. Because yeah.
Was her name 3 years ago? Was her name Billy?
I don't remember.
No,
I don't get the joke. That was a bad joke. Never mind.
Sorry, I didn't get the reference.
I don't know. Anyway,
do you want to clarify?
No.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Moving on.
Okay. I'm a bad geek.
Grover didn't like that. He's saying move on, so let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't done anything else especially exciting this week. Let me see. I'm still playing Skyrim. Still.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm trying to, do every quest imaginable. What did I do? I got to walk across the map completely overburdened. I'm sorry for the hyena in the background. I can't make him be quiet. I've tried.
You walked across the entire map of Tamriel overburdened.
You have a hyena behind you?
Yes.
I have a sibling downstairs who sounds like a hyena. And even though he doesn't come up here, he will not be quiet.
And occasionally...
Well, that sucks. I thought you had a hyena.
No. Occasionally he'll throw out racial slurs.
I'm done with this show now if you don't have a hyena here.
If I had one, it would be on the show. Just sitting next to me and be like, yeah, mascot, hyena.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But let's see. I walked all the way to the nearest city, which ended up being a super long way overburdened because I found so much good stuff I couldn't bear to part with any of it. And the last time I tried putting stuff in a box to come back and get it, it was all gone.
Yeah.
So, but anything of note I did, well, I accidentally am now another servant of a Daedric prince. I actually wanted to not accept this offer, but the game made the choice for me.
Is this now?
Yeah, three.
Oh my god.
Three Daedric princes.
Wow.
This time he's like, oh, you should kill this dude who did this quest with you because he sucks. But you're awesome. And then you can have my dagger. And I'm like, this guy's just like a weird little nerd who wanted to be a cult leader. I'm not going to kill him. And I took too long to answer, and so the game's like, yeah, you're going to kill him. And all of a sudden he turns around and he's like, you're not going to take me alive. I'll see you dead first. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And
I don't want to kill them.
And then it's like, ah, yes, and you're my champion now. Oh, and by the way, have some demons that will try to kill you now. Have fun! And I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't expect those. But that's been my adventure in Skyrim, is dragons teleporting into every town I've gotten to, and I run around screaming, no, please don't kill the villagers, I need quests from them.
I still haven't seen a dragon, I mean, I haven't played recently, but I still don't remember ever seeing a dragon plow into the ground and actually disturb the terrain. Yeah.
I've only seen that once, I didn't know they could do that.
I wonder if that was like a major plot dragon that I either haven't seen or must have not noticed that it disturbed the actual...
I don't know if it's
portion.
The plot dragon, but it was a bounty to kill a dragon at one of the... You know those various little dragon spots
in
the game where there's a wall with a shout on it and a dragon in a
right.
box? It was one of those. So maybe he's programmed to hang out there and that's why he can do it?
Yeah.
But I've never seen it happen before and I've played Skyrim like 5 times.
Huh.
I did not see that coming. I really wish I'd been recording at the time. I'd have been like, no, look at this weirdness. I don't know what it is.
Do you remember which, we're getting way off track. Do you remember which shout thing you were picking up by any chance?
The shout I picked up there was either slowing time or fear. I don't remember which one, but it was a bounty quest that I got in Markarth, if that helps.
Oh, it's in Markarth. Okay. Yeah, I know.
The mysterious dragon that smashes into things.
So Markarth, and it's either fear or slowing time?
Yeah, I think. Those were the only ones I had at the time other than Fusrodox. I still haven't gone to see the wizard on top of the mountain. I still haven't gone to them.
Sorry. Hopefully this note will make sense later. It just says Markarth fear slowing down time dragon ground.
Can you copy that and put it into as a show title?
I just closed my keep page. I'll try to remember it later.
It's okay. Potential title.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really the geekiest thing I've been doing. I mean, I went and I saw the Amazing Spider-Man 2 last week.
Ooh.
On Friday, and I really liked it. There were a couple of things, like, without spoiling, what was it bugged me? I felt that it started really rough and it ended really rough, but I liked everything in between.
That's my opinion too. Like, it started.
It's like an Oreo cookie.
Yeah it is like an Oreo cookie. It's a little janky. And I'm sitting there, I hope the whole movie's not like this. And then as soon as the first set piece is over, it's like, oh, this is great. And then the end set piece happens, and I'm like,
that is just awesome. Yeah.
Cut off rewrite the beginning and cut off the end. And I think it would have been flawless.
I mean, yeah, it is 2 hours and 20 minutes. Yeah, it is. I've seen it, obviously. And it's... Yeah, it doesn't have to be that long. I agree.
I mean, yeah, I will take a... I mean, obviously, we'd all like a perfect movie, if that exists. But I would take this scenario where the beginning and end are kind of weird over a movie, let's say, the third Lord of the Rings movie, where they just could have ended, like, six times, and you thought it was ending six times.
The 20 endings.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I haven't seen Spider-Man 2
yet. Just like
yet,
this podcast?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. Yep. See you all next week. Oh, but wait, before we do end.
Yeah. The joke was actually made earlier. Jazz said, he said, wait, Jeff is a podcast host? I wonder if he can help you guys out.
What's a podcast host?
Coach. Did I say coast?
Podcast coast.
I heard ghost.
Oh,
podcasting.
So wait. I'm like ghostwriter or something like that in podcasting? Yeah.
But only the movie version.
Okay. Oh. Speaking of bad movies,
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, what a segue there. Man. All right. Or tie-in, not a segue. I can't even get my words right.
Well, you don't have to use your language. Just remember that. That's what you said at the beginning.
Yep. Exactly. I love bringing up the fact that we had a linguist on, and he goes, you know, there is no such thing as wrong language. It's just more data points for us linguists. I was like, thanks. I appreciate that.
This is more stuff that I can use to analyze you. Thanks.
Yeah, it made me feel so much better. He's like, we just don't throw data out. We'll keep it. So I'm keepable data no matter what I say.
You're keepable Brent Spiner.
Keepable
awesome.
Data. Yeah.
Yes, I'm keepable Brent Spiner. I have gained a little bit of weight, lost all my hair, and no longer have metallic face paint.
Awesome.
just like this right here?
Yes.
Just like that.
Yep. Okay.
Creepy, creepy.
Exactly like that.
I like that his picture, he looks like a dog that's slightly confused, like when you say something, they don't get it, and they go, huh?
And the ear perks up, so, like, if they only have flappy ears.
Is Data like Scooby-Doo or something like that?
Yes.
Like, hey, Scoobs, there's a monster over there! A monster? Yeah?
Yeah. I kind of want to watch... I want someone to now do a Scooby-Doo Star Trek remake.
I really want Scooby-Doo Star Trek.
You can paint the Enterprise with blue and orange. It'd be great.
Just to see what it would be.
Yeah, but then Brent Spiner would actually be Shaggy rather than Scooby, wouldn't he? I mean, who would really be Scooby? I mean, wouldn't that be Will Wheaton?
Wesley.
If he keeps his beard, he could.
Scrappy Doo.
Yeah. Could be. Oh
no! Oh no! I don't wish Scrappy Doo on it. Even if it was a Star Wars remake, I wouldn't even make Jar Jar Binks Scrappy Doo.
Oh, jeez.
Let's put it that way.
Oh man!
Wow.
Okay.
He's got to be the most hated cartoon character of my childhood.
Enough
can't...
that when they made the live action movie, they made him the villain.
I can't think of
that
another...
is true. I forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about spoiling. That movie is so old at this point. Either you've seen it or you're never going to.
Like we care about. Here, wait. All right.
No one's going to say that ever.
Back in time. Hold on. And
spoilers.
There you go.
Yeah. Retroactive spoiler alert. It's fine.
What was that?
Spoilers. Doctor
spoilers
Who.
Spoilers from Doctor Who. That's River Song.
Oh, River Song. Okay.
Yep.
Spoilers. Anyway.
So Jess says Spiner could be Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
But
dual acting, I like that.
Oh, yeah, his brother could be Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, why not?
Data and Lore. Lore would be Scooby and Data would be Shaggy.
Sure.
Excellent.
Problem solved.
Done.
We've never had an episode of Scooby-Doo where Scooby's
wait,
attempted
wait
to
a
kill
sec.
Shaggy.
Wait a
Scooby-Doo what with Shaggy what?
I said we've never had an episode of Scooby-Doo where Shaggy has attempted to murder Scooby and or vice versa. Like how Boar tried to kill Data.
Drama!
Yay!
But yeah. Back on track. I think it's someone else's turn.
Maybe. You get to pick.
Yeah,
so
you
go
get
for
to
it.
Pick who is next.
I want an update about the Australian death spider. I'm thinking they'll go next.
Yep. He's still hanging there. He's just
dun, dun, dun.
No, he's just...
You there. Want some cheesy music in the background? I'll do it.
Yes.
Cue the picture of the 4-foot-wide spider in front of Dale's window. Done. Yeah, those pictures aren't
exaggerating. You realize Mystery Science Theater came from this state. I'm just saying. Yeah. That in Minnesota. Minnesota did help out. It was a little bit of a mixture there.
So. Yeah, it was the local radio or local TV station funded by a college or something, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So excited for their return. Oh my goodness, can't wait.
Wow. Sound more enthusiastic next time. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I cannot wait for their return.
Squee. This return is really going to be the best return ever.
I was not programmed to love.
Stay on target.
You must
the force,
stay
Luke.
On
stay on target.
Roger.
Now there's something that you gotta treat for clinical depression. Luke Skywalker's hearing, stay on target. Use the force, Luke. Stay on target. Which do you decide?
Do I listen to the robot or the voices in my head?
Exactly.
The fate of the universe rides on this decision.
The fate of the universe relies on the voices in my head. I'm saying.
Always good to know.
When in doubt, always listen to the voices in your head.
No.
Especially if they're smarter than you.
That sounds like a really nice meme. What Star Trek taught me.
Get on that. Someone with time and effort.
Yeah.
Get on that.
And more of an attention span than I have.
I have to make garbled up reminders on how to look up or what dragons to look up in Skyrim. So I don't. My plate's full. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, my plate's full. I'm currently hosting a podcast. Not hosting. Co-hosting a podcast.
Oh, I hope we sound better than Vogon Poetry. Please.
What?
Vogon Poetry kills people.
Vogon Poetry? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Vogue. Some Madonna? What?
Douglas Adams.
I know what Vogon Poetry is.
I know.
Though.
I could do some Madonna if you like.
Thanks for all that fish.
Yes.
Yes, you're welcome. I still have more fish, if you want more fish.
But it's the Australian fish, and it will try to kill us like everything from your continent.
Like
my knight who says knee has a fish with him.
Nice. That's a, what was it, mackerel? What do they have to use? It was a
herring.
Herring.
All
right, Dale.
Speaking of dangerous creatures, wow, we've got full back. We got full circle there. Look at that.
Speaking of dangerous creatures, something about a swamp, Dale?
Oh, something about a swamp. Yeah, me being swamped. Yeah, swamped. Yeah, school's being hectic to me now instead of Rachel, because that's fun. No, it's getting to that part of the semester where it's like, yep, we're just going to give you all the work at once. Have fun. So, yeah, on top of almost full-time employment, yeah, have all this schoolwork as well. have fun with that.
And then your internship here.
And then CJ and I's relationship. I have to maintain that. And,
indeed. It takes a lot of work.
It's not easy being the boss's mistress.
Oh,
but somehow you manage.
See, the thing is, Rachel's fine with it, which is a scary thing. But,
it gives her a whole bunch of free time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Rachel, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm in an odd mood tonight, I'm sorry.
Wait, the funny thing is, okay, so Rachel takes the day shift and Dale takes the night shift.
Hey-o.
Problem.
Wait, when is CJ going to sleep?
That's a good movie.
Well, somebody has to babysit him all the time. I don't know what he'll do.
Wow! CJ, please don't fire us.
No, I think we covered that earlier. We actually can't get fired, so it's fine.
Yeah, no, the three people that really can't get fired are currently on the show.
We could get,
but you can get replaced.
Yeah,
can get replaced.
Maybe.
CJ can't replace me. What are you talking about? He doesn't know any other Australians, so.
It's true.
Hello. You might know Mel Gibson.
Okay, so sadly, I just realized that I was like, well, CJ doesn't know any other Alabama. Oh, wait. He doesn't know any other Jared. Crap. We have another Jared in Alabama less than 10 minutes from me, and he's in the chat, and I could very easily just, he could come back and replace me.
Aww.
Boo.
It's
okay. That got somewhere really quickly.
Wow. Not really.
Way to kill the show. Well, good night, folks.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been great. Dale's been swamped by work and school. And
our producer's being replaced by another Jared.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
How dare we've all been fired.
I'm going to break the show even further and ask Jared what he's been up to.
Hey, I've been watching Continuum. I saw the first episode probably a year ago and never picked back up. I enjoyed the first episode. If you guys aren't familiar, it's a sci-fi show based in Toronto. Initially in like 2077, time travel shenanigans happens. An enforcer from then comes back here with some people that are trying to change the future. So it's all about her living in our present, her past, and trying to prevent them from ruining what she remembers as her future, and then trying to go back. So,
what?
Yeah. It sounds dumb, but it's actually pretty good. Sorry, so I watched an episode like a year ago and just forgot to keep watching, I guess. I'm not sure what happened because it's on Netflix. I don't know why I didn't keep going, but I finally picked it up the other day and got through another 3 or 4 episodes. So, it's actually really, really good. It's only the only part that's weird is it seems sometimes a little overly preachy. Maybe that's just me. The basis of the show is that in the future, corporations have taken over the government, like for real, like literally they are the government, and everybody just trusts them, similar to how we just trust the government for the most part here. There are always dissenters and there always will be, but in the future it's kind of like the police. Everybody is owned and operated by corporations, and the tie into the current state of affairs is it during the bailout the government gave them money, but they actually didn't really need it, so they saved it up, ended up ruining the government, taking over, and then that's where everything went to hell in a handbasket. So it's a weird scenario where the person who came back as the enforcer, the main actress, is from a future where the corporations control everything, and she's used to trusting them, but now she's seeing how all that happened and what actually transpired beforehand, because it's been erased from the history books, go figure, when the government's owned by the people who screwed everything up. She's realizing that the people she's there to stop, they may actually be doing some good, but then she doesn't want to, like, you know, mess up her future with her family and kids and everything else. So it's a nice little tie-in and twists around, but all of that's within the first season, and it's also like a 4-year-old show, so if I ruined something, I'm sorry I didn't play the spoiler alert again, my bad.
If they didn't see it already, they weren't.
Yeah. It's kind of the first, it's kind of the first 3 or 4 episodes where they start covering this. So it's not really a spoiler, I don't think. So that, and I just went to Birmingham with my wife and our son for a funeral. Sadly, my wife's grandma died, so we had to go to Birmingham and got a flat tire on the way there, which kind of sucks. Aww. But every time we go up there, that seems to happen, which I don't know what's. I don't know, it sucks. Something always happens. So
Yeah, something happens. I think it wasn't it last time you guys went up there? You got
yeah, we had to replace shops.
Okay. There was another time that one of your friends got an offer for audio listeners. That was air quotes. For an orgy in the back of a
oh no, that was Atlanta. Actually, that was our trip to see Fire and Frenzy. That was actually with Azevedo and another friend of ours. So
seriously,
Okay. So get this. We come back from a Five Iron Frenzy concert, and I'm probably going to retell this story incorrectly, so correct me in the chat, Azevedo. But basically, we're sitting at a gas station filling up a Prius with, like, the baby on board sticker in the window with three guys sitting in a car. One guy's gassing the car up. No, it's not a Prius. Was it? Yeah, it was the Prius. Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was a Prius.
Yeah, we were in the Prius, and one of the guys putting gas in the car. There's a girl, two girls drive by in a car, pause, chatting them up, blah, blah, blah. And he comes back and he's like, you guys aren't going to believe what just happened. We just got invited to an orgy. I was like, well, just sitting at a gas station, you know, three guys in a car. It was weird. But evidently, it was a tie-in.
Was there a cup involved, too?
No, there was no cup involved. It was a tie-in. It was a tie-in to, what was that movie? The chat's way too slow, so Jared's probably screaming at himself. Yeah, the other guys. There was a reference to a Prius that disappeared, lost, and they found it with, like, signs of, like, bestiality and all kinds of weird stuff and some orgy in the car. So I think they were referencing the other guys and not actually inviting us to an orgy, but...
You're just messing with
me. Maybe. I hadn't seen the movie, so I didn't catch it until somebody else pointed it out later, so...
Honestly, I wouldn't trust the sort of people who would do that and be serious.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah. Oh, really? I've just... Okay, sure. Let's... Hey, I've just met you. And this is crazy.
And this is crazy.
Yeah. It was right after the show. Crazy. We were leaving the concert, went to go get gas, and, like, this happened. And we were like, no.
Mm.
No, thank you.
Well, fun fact. Apparently, it's either North or South Carolina, or maybe it's Virginia, somewhere in that area... The law says that if there are five adults with no shoes on in a room, it is legally an orgy.
Nice. Fantastic. It's kind of like I think it's my great state of Alabama where you can't be walking on a certain side of the road, like holding the leash for lack of better terms for a donkey. Like there's some weird rule where you can't walk on a certain side of the road with a donkey. Like there's dumb rules still in there because nobody's gotten rid of them because they just... forget that they're there, and there's no point.
You can't walk from Minnesota to Wisconsin with a chicken on your head.
Nice. Yeah,
you
stuff like
Connecticut,
that.
I'm not allowed to teach a dog English.
Fantastic. Good to know.
I can't teach it to speak.
Wow. That's good to know. So, Jeff, outside of your 30 shows and playing guitar, what have you been up to?
37 and 5/4 of a show.
Okay. My bad. I can't count either. I can't. I have bad English and I can't count. So,
well, a little geekery for me. Of course, we had this horrible weather in the last few months where we basically went and froze and came back from hell. But it's garage sale season, which is really awesome, and have a lot of fun with garage sale season. First garage sale of the year, me and my brother went to. We scored big time. There were two totes of unopened Spawn and Star Wars figures.
Nice.
And we bought both totes. So there's some packaging that's kind of open, some that's not open. So we ended up getting like a fair amount of Spawn series 1 through 6 Spawn characters. And Star Wars, when they re-released the Star Wars characters in 1995 to get everybody into things so they can...
For the new movies.
Start, yeah, for stuff like that. So we got the first run and the second run of those Star Wars characters. And then just a bunch of open boxes, which might as well just throw that stuff out because it's worthless. So we'll give those as Christmas presents and... I've been sorting through a lot of the different Spawn toys and trying to figure out what we're going to do with them. So if anybody wants to buy them, make me an offer, and you can go up on my Google Plus page and you can see all the photos I took of the characters.
Nice.
That I got.
So when you say totes, are you talking about like the Rubbermaid?
Yep.
Like just the ones that are probably 2.5-3 feet wide.
Not the ones that are like this. The ones that are like this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So
that's fantastic.
That was awesome.
It's a nice find.
Now they're sitting in my living room, and Jennifer's going, "When are you gonna get rid of that?"
Yeah, right.
It's like, Soon. When can you get rid of that?
Eventually.
Soon. Eventually.
In the future.
Yeah, eventually is the next answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks after eBay has a go at it.
Well, you got to figure it. You got to figure these things out because I don't trust eBay because I've tried to put stuff on eBay before, and it's like you can watch the water and then it's like the water's completely clear. There's nothing there, and then you put your boat on the water, and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of fishermen out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna try and figure out another way to do this.
Not sketchy Craigslist.
No.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. The first $300 gets both totes. Let's just put it that way.
Nice. Fantastic. Anything else you've been up to?
Podcasts. I've been doing a bunch of podcasts. So, I just got back from New York and TechCrunch Disrupt. So I had a lot of fun in New York and hung out at Times Square. Took a lot of video there and just had a lot of fun.
Well, that's good.
Nice.
Fantastic.
I wish I could go to New York more often.
Well, look, use your monthly allowance and buy a one-way ticket, and then somehow make some money and come back the next month.
Or just not go back at all.
Just stand with a hat at your feet and a sign that says I'm Australian, and people will eventually give you money.
Dude, no way. Dale can make money by printing a picture of that spider and saying this destroyed my house and I need money.
Help me kill the spider.
You could do a crowdfunding campaign and be like, look, this is what's outside my house and I need $7,000 to get rid of it.
There is a website out there that does a crowdfunding thing. It's for vacations. When we were at the CES, we interviewed the guys, and basically you sign up, you say, this is where I want to go, and then you just basically promote it, and then people will give you money so you have the cash to actually go to a place.
Huh. Hey, do that?
You know what? It's called Crowd Tilt, it looks like, maybe.
That doesn't sound familiar. Well, no? That doesn't sound familiar, but okay. That was also like 4 months ago. I don't remember what happened last month.
Yeah, okay. Well, this one says collect money for group vacations, summer cookouts, birthday parties, or any shared expense of some sort. But,
well, another thing, actually, while I was at TechCrunch Disrupt, I met the company called OutSki. And they're basically, you set a time for your vacation, and you set your amounts, and you can actually sign up for an account there. It's an FDIC approved account, and they'll give you a debit card for it. And so you have people throw money into that account. So when you go on your trip, you can use that debit card for your money. So there's a few different ones out there.
That's something to look into. I kind of like
just
it.
Found one.
Once again, mine is geekazine@gmail.com.
Yeah. Well played. Mm-hmm. Well played.
Mostly the PayPal. Get the PayPal. We're good.
Travels. There we go.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick little intermission break with some ads and some music. We talked earlier. I listened to the past couple episodes of a couple of your shows, one of which will be the most recent Twig. We don't want to have any weird issues with other networks that have shows called Twig. So this week in Google Glass.
Twig.
Yeah. Twig. Twig. Twig.
Twig.
That's also found at twigg.tv, correct?
Or thisweekinggoogleglass.com.
Yeah, I like the second one. That's a little, that's a little more less likely to mess up.
Yeah. No spaces.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say is I was listening to you.
Does anybody put spaces in those?
I hope not.
This space, week, space, in, space, Google, space, glass, space, .com, space.
You
but
never
there
know.
There are dashes.
Yeah. There could be dashes, but that'd be horrendous.
There's nothing more dashing but me on the show.
Well played. Well played. What I was going to say is I was listening and you guys were talking about Google Glass and the potential for using it for golf, which brought me to our music, which would be Five Iron Frenzy. Because if I ever have an excuse to throw Five Iron in there, I'm going to do it.
A Five Iron Frenzy fans of golf? Like how...
Five Iron. It's
Iron, I guess.
Yeah. So, well, Five Iron is a club, and it's a anyway. Yeah.
I don't do golf. I hate golf.
Another thing I bought at the garage sale was a left-handed Five Iron club.
Nice. Cool. Well, this ties in perfectly. All right. So
golf. I don't play golf. I don't do golf. I don't like golf.
Yeah, so I think we've played Zen and the Art of Xenophobia before. This one's going to be a B-side, actually, for their most recent album. It's called God Hates Flags. Go look up the... Yeah, no, it's actually... it's a really good song. Anyway, if you can't catch the words, because I know we're on Hangouts and sometimes the internet's weird, go look up the lyrics. It's actually a really, really cool song. So, anyway, we're going to hear some ads, listen to a great song by Five Iron Frenzy, and then we'll be back to talk about some shenanigans. I think we are going to actually talk about Google Glass, so stick around. We'll be back in a bit.
You've all probably heard about Audible.com before. It's the world's leading provider of audiobooks. Through Geek.io, you can actually get your first 3 months for 50% off. That's only $7.49 per month for the first 3 months. That'll save you over $22. Now, if you're not sure what Audible is, or you're not sure you're even going to like the service, feel free to try that Audible Listener Gold membership for free for 30 days. Remember, that includes one free book. After that 30-day trial is up, your membership will renew for the normal $14.95 per month, giving you access to one credit per month, as well as member benefits. What's that? You say you're already a member? Well, feel free to follow our link anyway, and you can give us a little kickback every time you buy an a la carte book. Check out all the details at www.geek-io.com/audible. And again, we want to thank audible.com for their support of the Geek.io podcast network.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is JD from How It Stacks here to talk to you about ProXPN. It is a private VPN, which basically means it is going to mask your IP address, protecting your data. So if you're out on the interwebs doing things you might not need to be doing, or if you're banking online overseas, it will help mask your data and keep it completely private. And you can do this for only $6.25 a month regularly, or you can use Geek20 for 20% off. So it's a pretty stellar deal, guys. And I'm just going to be honest, with all of the stuff that we've had going on, it's a good idea to invest in something like ProXPN.com. So I am JD, and I approve this message.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much, they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much, they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
Get your weekly recap of all things Android with the Android Realm Podcast, an Android podcast for the rest of us. Hosted by Headphones Neil and released by the weekend right here on Geek.io.
And again, that was Five Iron Frenzy, off a B-side off of their newest album, Engine of a Million Plots, called God Hates Flags. And we're back. I just scrolled to the wrong point in my notes. Brilliant. I didn't warn Alexandra, so I should probably do this. Remember, you can reach the show at twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow, and for Google Plus, because their naming convention is long and frustrating, gplus.to/geekionetwork. Our site, which has every show, our notes, and more, is geek-io.com. You can contact us via email, feedback@geek-io.com. We heard the Audible sponsorship earlier. If you do decide to sign up for that and try it out, stick around past the 30 days, otherwise we don't get a kickback for their weird rules. So feel free to do that. Dale.
Hi. I knew what was going on. You don't have to tell me what's going on, but we do have to tell you, fine listeners, that we are still taking an anonymous survey across the network to find out what you kind of like and dislike about our shows, because without you guys telling us this, we don't know. We just think it's all good all the time, when it could be not good, all good all the time. I should really just stick to the description, right? It helps us understand what who you are as a listener. I was about to say what you are as a listener. Whoops.
Human.
And how we can... there's no strenuous questions as well. Like, we won't ask you about your shoe size.
Wow.
Just your blood type, credit card number, social security, birth date, mother's maiden name, just the normal stuff.
Where we can find
you. Just the normal stuff, like blood type and that sort of thing. And what's your just all that fun stuff. And Jared, you shouldn't drink while I try and say dumb things.
I know. I might spit it all over my microphone. And I don't need to do that. Before we head back to the show, I wanted to mention our Patreon page again. Patreon.com/geekio. That's patreon.com/geekio. You can help support the show on a monthly basis. You can pick your price or pick your donation amount. $1, $5, $100, whatever you guys think that we are worth. With the content we're putting out as a network. This actually helps support the entire network, not just this show. So if you enjoy How It Stacks or the soon-to-maybe-eventually-show-up Comic Alliance and any of our shows. Sorry, I like to pick on Comic Alliance because it's funny. It makes me laugh. Anyway, so any of our shows on the network, it actually does support those. So feel free to help us out there with that. If you actually do donate, we'll actually, mention you on the show and say thanks, obviously, because you guys are helping us out. Eventually, we would love to go ad-free so we can not have to take that weird break in the middle and play ads of us talking and saying stuff. We'd love to just have you guys support us, and that'd be great. So, anywho, on to our next segment, which we have lovingly called the Geek Out section.
Oh, geek out.
Still.
It still cracks me up. I can't help it. I can't help it.
It's better than geek out. Yeah. Funny.
Stop making fun of me. I did the best I could. So I think we decided. We had to pick between Mayo.
It's a slow topic, everyone. So
yeah, it's a slow topic week. It's a slow burn. So our choices were Mayo measles beat cancer or Google Glass everywhere. I think we're gonna go with because of our
or Google Glass.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go with the positive, upright, and transparent topic of Google Glass, especially considering we have a Google Glass owner on the show, which he's currently showing off more of his little toy box that he bought, evidently.
That's not a euphemism, by the way.
Right. Wait, that's...
Maybe it is.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it is.
Hey, now. Simmer down.
You just have to go to youtube.com/ whatever our channel name is.
It's Geek.io Show, actually. So.
Geek.io Show. Thank you.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down. So Google Glass is now open to the public. You don't have to apply and impress Google with, you know, random tweets and or Google Plus messages saying this is what I would do to be an explorer. You can, if you have the $1,500 to drop, get yourself a pair of Google Glass. Obviously, we'll have links to the article that we're referencing in the show notes. There are plenty of them around. Search Google Glass public availability, and you'll find it.
The article first found was from stuff.co.nz. So, that.
Lord Zed, we're not talking about Power Rangers. Leave that stuff alone.
Lord Zed.
Yeah, sorry. It's still their 20th anniversary this year still? That's crazy talk that they're still around. Anywho.
I hear they're rebooting the movie franchise.
Yeah, supposed to be. Okay, so funny story. I can't remember who told me about this. I think it was a friend of mine, TJ. He was talking about the invites they sent out to all the past Rangers, and they were generic letters. They just sent a letter that says, "Previous Ranger, please join us in New Zealand for blah, blah, blah." Like, they didn't even put in names. They didn't do anything special. It was just like, "Hey, you used to be a Ranger. Come do this for low pay and in the middle of nowhere."
Was Chuck Norris part of that?
No.
He's a part of everything.
He's a Texas Ranger.
I wanted to
see
Power Ranger.
No.
Forest Ranger.
There wouldn't be a show or a movie if he was there. There would be no contest.
Ford would just be a bigger version of himself. It would be amazing.
It sounds like a really good joke. Chuck Norris went to the Power Rangers convention and that was the end of it.
And now it's a Chuck Norris convention.
Right. Oh, Chuck Norris jokes don't get old. I love the, what was it, Mountain Dew commercials where he actually ended up in them as a part of the shenanigans. Do you guys remember those?
I vaguely do.
Maybe not.
I didn't have cable for a really long time, so.
Never mind. So back on topic, Google Glass. What do you guys think?
I think Chuck Norris would love Google Glass.
I think he would too.
Yeah.
And I think he would wear Google Glass around the Chuck Norris convention.
No, I think Google Glass would wear itself around Chuck Norris.
Yeah, it would just hover slightly off of his head because nothing can actually touch Chuck Norris.
So instead of saying, "Okay, Google," you would say, "Okay, Norris."
Yeah.
Okay, Norris.
Speaking of Google Now, did you guys know you can say, "Okay, Jarvis," instead of, "Okay, yes. Google"? It's great.
Well, actually, you just say, "Okay, now." They are just okay.
What?
It doesn't matter what you say at the end.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to try that.
Now. Okay, Jeff.
Lie,
yeah, no, that didn't work.
Hang on.
Maybe I don't have the most.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Okay, Google. Wait, no, I'm not talking about glass. Oh, you're talking about glass. I'm talking about. Did I say Google Glass?
What'd you say?
I Google Now. I thought I might not have.
Have you been drinking?
I know, but I do this. I do this sober.
Okay.
That's kind of the problem. No, Google Now is what I was referencing. You can actually trigger it with OK Jarvis, but I guess if Glass you can trigger with OK, you beat me. So Google Glass wins again.
Waiting for Google Now and later.
Yes.
Cherry flavored.
Yay.
I liked the, they had purple ones, right? I guess that was grape. Probably.
Yeah.
The grapes, the purple Starburst, they were, passion fruit. Those things are delicious. We're way off topic.
Well, you know, the blueberries taste like blueberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Right.
Oh my god, I just found out about the secret behind that recently, actually.
What?
You don't know about the snozzberries thing?
I guess not.
I'll sum it up super quick. People can look it up on their own free time. But the snozzberries in Willy Wonka are a reference to another book that author wrote, whose name temporarily escapes me. In which he wrote a really trashy book about a woman who slept with rich people to take their money and blackmail them. And snozzberries is what she referred to her irritated male partner's genitals as.
Oh.
That's the big, dark, dirty secret of Willy Wonka.
Wow.
He got a bunch of children.
Wow, well done. Look at you go.
Yeah.
Holy so snozzberries taste like testicles?
Basically.
Okay.
That's the joke.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's
okay.
So Google Glass.
Could you use your Google Glass to look at some of the snozzberries?
They might be able to identify it, though. If you if you can incorporate Google goggles into Google Glass, you could maybe take a picture of it, and it would go, hey, you know what? Those look like snozzberries. You might want to get that checked out.
I will.
And then they'll eventually incorporate WebMD. And then, you know, feels like a fish and go, oh, by the way, you have cancer. I'm like, no, it really, really is.
You got cancer in your snozzberries.
I want somebody to make a video and put it up on WebMD that way. You got cancer in your snozzberries.
I just marked the audio clip so we can pull it out and use it periodically.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Not a problem.
In your...
I get 10% of 50% of 20% of 3% of 25% of whatever you make off of
royalties? Yes, you sure can.
Awesome.
Nothing.
Coo-coo-coo.
We've got stuff like right here.
Because I'm a freak like that, I guess.
Oh, see, that one's a little low. You didn't hear that one.
That bad boy up.
Or this
can,
one.
Can I hear my clip?
I saw Dale's humongous.
Oh. Where's my clip? I want to hear my clip.
I haven't pulled it out yet. I got to clip that now, too. Oh, man. It's on my recorder. I haven't pulled I will send it to you later.
All right.
You haven't clipped it out yet. Yeah. Which that also sounds a bit weird, but anyway.
CJ's always asking for him.
You wouldn't mind giving us a little clippy boo.
Oh, CJ, we miss you. Come back from Disney. I know you're having a lot of fun, but
I don't know. I'd like to come back next week.
I think we have guests next week.
Never mind.
So maybe later.
We'll talk to the boss about it.
We're gonna have to wait to see how this pans out. I'm gonna have to get at least one good joke out of you.
This sounds like a boss almost firing an employee. It's like, look, we were trying to.
That'd be great if you could not come back. That'd be
at
great.
All.
Yeah. Did you file your TPS report? Because I haven't received it yet.
Gary Cole is God. Just saying.
I need to go watch that movie again. I need to go watch it. Anyway, so...
He's Mike Brady, right?
Mike Brady?
Yeah, it's Gary Cole that played the boss in
I didn't know his name.
Space.
No, I assume that's what you're talking about, but I didn't know his name.
Yeah, and he played Mike Brady in the very Brady Bunch movies.
I don't know it.
The Brady Bunch
movie. You are not a geek if you don't know that.
Brady Bunch? No. I will not own up to I'll own up to not having liked or watched most of Brady Bunch stuff. So
you haven't watched the Brady Bunch movies?
Nope, not me. Not me.
All right, Geeko watches. The next Geeko watches has to be the Brady Bunch movie.
Please, no.
It's okay, dude. I may have seen them, but I didn't like them.
Yeah.
I didn't like them much, but we have to watch it. Is it streaming anyway?
So
your snozzberries will be really happy.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm never going to be able to catch that quote. It's never going to sit the same. It's ruined forever. Thank you, Alexander.
I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
I've ruined
no.
everything.
It's fine. It's fine. I want to actually address a question you asked me on Twitter. It was technically a DM, but you said we reply publicly, and I already did. But Jeff asked about Google Glass and whether or not I would want some, and I would say yes, but the problem would be price still. Obviously, they're higher priced for a reason. Google has already said that. They're like, hey, we want it for developers. It's higher than it's going to be, blah, 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 blah. My price point would be $500 or lower, preferably free from Christmas or something, because I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to replace my crappy Note phone. So but I would say $500 sounds like a good price point for a new version. In its current incarnation, I think I actually said $500 for that on Twitter, but 140 characters wasn't enough. I think in the current incarnation with the current hardware, I'd say $300 would probably be enough to ask for it in its current state. But in version 4 or whatever, the full version, the full release, hopefully has a better form factor. I would probably say $500 would be a good price. I mean, that's roughly what a Nexus 5 costs right now. It's like $450, something like that. So,
yeah, I think so.
That's what I would put into it, is probably $500 at the max. That sounds odd because I always complain that the watches are way too expensive, but I think this would be more valuable than the watch, personally.
Why is that?
I don't know. I wouldn't... The watch seems less awkward, or it seems more awkward to use to me. I don't know why. In the current ways we've seen it being used, I don't know why I feel that way. I just kind of do. Having it, like, let's say taking a picture, for instance, the watch is on your wrist, so then you have to do this and aim it to take pictures. It's just weird. Whereas if it's somewhere you're looking anyway, it's more intuitive and it seems more likely to be used. Mm. So an example would be Jason Howell from All About Android. He caught his daughter's first steps because he was watching Google, or he's wearing Google Glass. He quickly noticed it was about to happen and said, record a video or whatever the trigger words are, and caught his daughter's first steps, which you wouldn't, I mean, if it was on a watch, you wouldn't be like, and then hold your hand out there while she's, it doesn't seem like
just
it would be as useful.
To your daughter as she's trying to walk.
Right. Great. For the same features, at least. You know, obviously, a watch can, according to the videos that Google put out a month and a half ago, whatever it was, when they started talking about Google Wear, the actual OS port that's designed for wearables, you know, some of that stuff would be more more helpful. But the current incarnations like the Galaxy Gear and... I thought I heard somebody behind me. Sorry. Galaxy Gear and what's the LG one? What's it? Oh, they just talked about it. What's that thing called? I can't remember what it's called. Anyways, any of those that are currently out there are just modified versions of Android. They seem clunky. They don't look bad necessarily, but they just don't seem like something I would want to pay and use, even though they're, $300 instead of $500. Like I said, I would pay for glass. I just don't think I would use it as much. Since you're using glass currently, what do you think of the wearables, just out of curiosity, like the rest of them?
First of all, this is a picture of a Lamborghini that I saw in New York City. It had a license plate of J.S. Lambo. So I'm not sure if this guy's a celebrity or not. They kind of made it feel like he was a celebrity when he was right there and they were trying to get through. I'll tell you something. The interesting thing is how much I'd never have to pull out my phone for anything. It's like it's right there. Like, for instance, I could be talking to you right now, and I could get a text message. All I have to do is that, and within a second, a millisecond, I read what I need to read. If it's something important, I can step away and do that. But for the most part, I know. I don't have to worry about pulling out my phone, unlocking the phone, opening it up, find out it's a piece of junk, and then put it back in my pocket.
Right.
So, and no hyenas in the background.
Yeah. I mean, it does. I mean, a lot of people are. Well, I take that back. If you're watching this, you probably aren't going to be claiming first world problems, but maybe. It seems like one of those things, like, really out of your pocket. But I install TVs for a living. We mentioned it earlier, and the fact that I could be in an attic. Yeah.
Oh.
I could be in an attic or on a top of a ladder or something where I literally just, I shouldn't be pulling out my phone, but if it's ringing, it could be something important because I've got a pregnant wife. Right now it won't be that huge, but when she's, 9 months into this and is about to give birth, it'd be nice to know she's calling or she sends a text like, hey, you need to leave. And I literally could just stop what I'm doing. Now that's not something you use every day. And it's not that important. Maybe not all the time. It wouldn't be that important, but it would be nice to have that notification. And
it's just handy to have. Just
right.
Notification
right. So, I mean, obviously it's not something that, is needed, but I mean, most of our devices that we have aren't anyway. So I think it'd be a nice convenience to have. Whereas the watch thing, you still have to pay attention to it. I think I would enjoy the watch for some of the other, automation aspects. I don't know if we talked about this on the show or not.
Well, the bottom line with the watch is if you're there to get text messages, if you're there to get emails and stuff like that, the watch is perfect. If you want a camera on your face, then Google Glass is perfect. Another startup that I interviewed this last week in New York was a company that had that had a bracelet. And all the bracelet did was vibrate because most women have their iPhones in their purse. They can't feel when it vibrates. So they have these fashionable bracelets. They don't look like technology. You'd have no idea that they're a Bluetooth device. And they'll vibrate, like if your wife called. I don't know why she'd be calling me, but if your wife called, then we could. I could have it set in a certain vibration pattern,
right?
So I know that it's her, and I can say, well, I need to take this call, or I don't need to take this call.
Yeah, and they look a lot better than the LG Tones that I wear, because they're Bluetooth earphones as well. They, I don't know if you've seen those ridiculous things that everyone wears, it looks like, these days. But, they vibrate with the call as well, which is handy, because I wear cargo pockets at work, and I don't always feel my phone vibrate. And I don't have it turned up really loud because I'm in people's homes, and I don't want to, play my ringtone ridiculously loud in their house, because I'm not always going to answer it, and sometimes I get multiple calls.
So is your ringtone going something like this? That bitch is fat.
Yeah.
Bitch is fat. Bitch is fat.
No, like that. No, depends on who's calling. Actually, I've got.
Would you like that as a ringtone?
I can yes. Clip that out actually and use that.
Okay. Okay. Everybody, be quiet. I'll do it again. Be quiet. That bitch is fat. That bitch is fat.
Perfect.
Comes with a disclaimer. I apologize in advance to anybody who is a. No, never mind.
Yeah.
Of female gender and who is fat.
That's the PHAT, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yes. We're not commenting on size. We're good. We're throwing back a 90s.
Pretty acronym. Horny and will take me now. That's fat.
Yes. My current ringtone just is actually Captain America for all my coworkers. It's the Captain America theme. So with our powers united. Yeah. Anyway, combined. Sorry, not united. But anyway.
You had to correct yourself there.
Still Captain America.
Have you guys ever seen this is so off track, but have you seen the Don Cheadle Funny or Die skit with Captain America? Cheadle. No. Oh. If you're not offended by language, so if you're listening to this show, you're probably not. Go look up Don Cheadle, Captain America. And it's either Funny or Die or College Humor, one of the two. But it's him as Captain America. And it's, I think there's three or four of them, but the main one that usually pulls up is brilliantly written and it's funny. Do that in your span time. Your span time?
Your spam time.
Do that in your
spandex time.
Do that in your spam time. In your spare time.
When you're in your spandex, why don't you watch that video?
Ooh. Hey, it works out. It works out. He works out. He looked good in that suit.
John Cheadle is fat.
I forgot where I was going.
Are we still talking about Google Glass?
No. I mean, we are. That's the topic. Are we actually still talking about that? Not really.
We're talking about Don Cheadle and how fat he is.
Yes.
We can get us back on
topic. Man, that Don Cheadle's really fat.
We can.
I actually am really glad to see stuff like Google Glass becoming more prominent and being more worked on, because it's closer to something that I've wanted forever. And because I'm a nerd, I'll tell you where it came from. Is there's a cartoon, an anime called Excel World, and it's not very good, but they have something in it where all the people have a thing in the back of their head, and basically all the hands-free handheld devices we've got all in their head, and they just do it by walking around, and they'll be like, "Oh, I got a text from my friend," and they just read it as
nice.
They're moving. They're in class, and their teacher goes, "Here's your homework," and he flicks his fingers, and everyone has the file now.
That reminds me. Okay, so we were talking about Continuum earlier, and it's something similar that they actually wear for the police force, essentially. So they get a suit that it's almost like a computer that you can wear. So it's integrated. It's actually something the fibers you can actually regrow. It's really strange, but anyway, it ties into their contacts as well. So it's not quite as
Like techno-organic stuff. Basically.
Yeah, but it's contacts that they shoot. They're permanent contacts that are shot onto their eye, and it now has overlays for everything that they're doing. So they can recognize, or pull up history when they're looking at somebody. What is that?
John Blake.
Nice.
Well, it is Wesley Crusher.
Right. Right. So you can actually see arrest history or somebody else. Officer IDs and everything else as they're walking around, so it makes their life a lot easier. But it also can read heartbeats and all kinds of cool stuff while they're walking around. So it just I'm right there with you. It'd be really neat to have that stuff integrated. Obviously Google Glass is nowhere near that level at this point, but even just for notifications and taking random pictures and the directions actually for me would be great, because I drive for a living as well, because I'm installing TVs as well, so I'm driving to house to house, so having directions up there would be brilliant as well, instead of a GPS mounted in the window.
You would be surprised how much I don't really care too much to have
Glass read directions to me.
I use my phone with Google Maps all the time, so having it automated and right here would be a benefit for me personally.
I've used it several times.
Is it not good or?
It's fine. It does a great job. It's just, I don't know. It just I'd rather have it on the phone. I mean, half the time, you know, I get that bing, turn left here, and you get it in the ear, and half the time you can't, since this is all bone conductivity, you can't hear it. So you got to kind of plug your ear a little bit just to hear what this thing says. But for the most part, I don't look at the visual part of it. I just wait for somebody to say, in 0.2 miles, turn left here. And my phone can do that in the cup holder. Instead of getting it up on the glass. So
okay.
9 times out of 10, I will actually just use the phone rather than the glass for that.
I just hope it gives better directions than mine when it tells me to turn left and cross the river in my car.
If you're using Google Maps, that's actually something you can correct one of two different ways or both. You can submit the error in Google Maps on your phone directly, or you can actually go to Google Maps Custom Map Maker or Community Map Maker, where you can actually make the changes and they will review it and change it.
Actually, here's the problem with your maps. There's a special setting inside of Google that you have to go to, and I think it's like in settings, it's personalization, and then vehicle, and then you have to actually change the vehicle and say this is not a hovercraft.
Right.
This is an actual car. Once that happens, everything clears up.
That was going.
Yeah, everything's fine after you change that. Because currently it's set to normal, circa 2014 car.
For some reason, Google thinks that everybody's got a hovercraft. So if you change that setting, it just same thing. If you're going off of a cliff, this car does not fly. Yeah. You got to give it a vehicle that doesn't fly, and they'll be fine. You also have to uncheck the personal plane setting, and while we're at it, hot molten lava. You got to uncheck the hot molten lava.
The avoidances,
lava.
And the walking on water. Yep,
you can't. No tolls. No lava flow.
No tolls. No tolls. No lava flow. And no flying.
Yep. It's actually
that's all your fault. The bottom line is it's all your fault. You got to go and change your settings.
So what you're saying is you actually have a scoop on the fact that every Googler actually has a hovercraft and it just hasn't been reported yet, and that's why it's the default.
Every Googler has a hovercraft. Some people have a very good pogo stick.
Okay, I'd like to know how that makes it across the river. I don't know.
One bounce.
Yeah, right.
Or across the.
It's got
or
a.
Across an
it's
ocean,
actually got
in my case.
The. Not just a spring, but a motor that actually rockets them across on the last jump. They press a button. It's like a turbo for a car, but pogo stick. It just
a little nitrous on the pogo stick or something. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't own one, so
I'd like to. If you ever know anybody who has one, let them know to bring it and bring it to Alabama. I'd love to try it out. You know,
will do.
Anywho, I think we have beat that horse round the bush, and it's way dead.
Oh yeah, you gotta uncheck the horse if you've killed the horse. You gotta uncheck that one.
Do not try to ford the river. Dysentery is not fun. Leave that stuff back in Oregon. So
they fixed the Google Maps thing now.
What?
Sorry. Okay, a quick little tangent about Google Maps. It used to tell me that I could drive from here to the U.S.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys remember the Easter egg where you could ask for going to Mordor? And it would
tell you can't walk more.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you, Hawaii, they still have the directions for Hawaii where
it's
like
canoe?
Get into a canoe and paddle for 16 hours or something like that.
Yeah. Tons of fun.
You can go like at Japan to China and it says go to this dock and then get on a jet ski.
Nice.
It's like if you want to go from New York to like London, it gives you these directions to like up to like pier something or other. And then it says swim for so many thousand miles.
That's brilliant.
Up into a boat to go to Papua New Guinea.
Nice. Okay, did we reference Paul Jennings somewhere?
Yes.
Did we?
I think so.
Sorry, Blaze in the chat just put in Paul Jennings. I'm like, I don't remember talking about Paul Jennings. Maybe
I think Blaze is a little blazed.
Yeah. Of course, right before that is actually a link to the name of the comic, I believe, that you were referencing, Alexandra. Maybe. I'm not sure. I did a quick search. and it looks... Nope, maybe not. It's some kind of anime. No, that looks like it. Yeah.
It's called Excel World, and it's not a manga. I don't, or maybe it had a manga, but I saw it as the cartoon.
Oh, no, this is an anime. I lied. This is an anime, but they're calling it Deno Coil.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's just referencing it. Raul, tell us what you mean, why you linked it, or why you posted the title. That'd be great. As we wait for a response, 45 seconds later. Because Hangouts.
You were talking about Writers earlier, XD.
What?
Yeah. Oh, a laughing face. She said you were talking about Writers earlier. And that's an Australian writer. And laughing emote.
Oh! Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow. Sorry. My bad. So, Jeff, where if you had to send our listeners to one place to find your stuff, one or two, maybe six, where would you send them?
I still had I still had no idea that XD was a smiley face. Now
I think it's like a
squinty
smiley face.
It's supposed to be laughing loud with your eyes squeezed shut like that.
Yes, just like that.
Except not that creepy sounding.
Okay. Yeah, so Raul posted.
Oh, that is my text tone.
He was referencing the AR glasses.
You want that? Okay. That's another soundbite you need. So, yeah. If they want to go to one place to get really entertained, I would have to say BuzzFeed.net. it's great entertainment there. But any of my shows, Geekazine.com, Think Magazine, Put in a Geek. That is my brand. That is what I do. I actually, the idea was different websites around it. So you had Geekazine. There's actually Geekazine.com. You have Dorkazine.com. We have got Sportazine.com for sports nuts out there. So that was the idea when I first started this whole thing. So that'll get you to anywhere else. And of course, YouTube.com/Geekazine. See all the cool videos up there.
Sweet. Next week, Sports Ball. Yay!
Sports Ball!
I had
next
this
week on Geek.io is... Drumroll! Drumroll!
It was in our chat. There we go. Next week is Bill Meeks. Yay!
Bill Meeks from Meeks Mixed Media.
Whoa!
Well done.
we've had him on the show before. He's actually the author of Dog Boy Adventures. So if
Doge Boy Adventures.
Yes, Doge Boy Adventures. Exactly.
Boy Adventures, and he'll be on the show again. Hopefully his ISP does not crap out.
Yeah, we can hope.
And now we're moving not on to the winter summer movie SmackDown. We're moving on to the summer SmackDown.
The summer movie SmackDown update.
What the hell is that?
It's a summer movie SmackDown.
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you who are just now tuning in for the first time to our show, we do a thing where we do a movie draft. So think of sports draft where they pick teams and the teams people, and I don't do sports ball. So,
sports ball, yeah. Where they pick the sports balls.
Movie draft. We all start with $100. We get to bid on different movies that are coming out this summer, and whoever makes the most money comparing or dividing gross income for the movie for the first 2 weeks by how much they spent on the movie, whoever earns the most over the total summer wins the summer movie SmackDown.
geek.io.com/summer-smackdown2014.
Say something and I'll make it work. SmackDown summer SmackDown 2014 sounds good. We'll make that work.
No, I've page not found.
Okay, I'll make that work.
I have no idea what you do.
It's on our site somewhere. Okay. We just need to find it.
Yeah, we actually have a special episode a couple weeks ago where we actually did the bid. So if you're curious and have no idea what's going on, feel free to go back and check that out. But basically, we all bid on movies, fake money, and are trying to outbid each other on the most highest grossing movies.
Smackdown. And this is the second week. Oh, yes, it is. 2014 Summer SmackDown. geek.io.com/2014. Summer SmackDown.
Sweet.
We'll give you current results of who is winning and losing. If you want to find out during, like, throughout the week, you know, outside of these regular updates. And I totally just didn't do that on the fly. Yay, Dale. Now back to the results here. It's our second week, so of course, yeah, not much has happened yet because there's only two people with movies out. That'd be Rachel and I. Spider-Man 2 ends its run this weekend, ends its 2-week run. And Godzilla opens this weekend for Jared Hazavero. Yes.
Godzilla.
His movie. Godzilla.
Which, by all accounts, is supposed to do really well.
85%.
Everyone's loving it, so.
It looks really good, which has me happy, because, you know, even if you watch the movies and some of them are kind of silly, I have always loved Godzilla, so.
Just don't go for it for the human drama.
No, if you're going to the movie for human drama, I think that you're going to the wrong place. You may not understand.
Well, they saw Bryan Cranston, and they were like, you know what, human drama, that's what we're here for.
Wait a minute, so you got to remember, they replaced Matthew Broderick with Bryan Cranston.
Oh, did they really? I didn't catch that. That's great.
No. Godzilla in 1995.
I thought you were... Yeah, okay, all right.
That's a lot of fish.
I thought we were talking about like an initial plan for this movie.
No, it was they were trying to kill off Ferris Bueller. That was the whole thing in 1995. Just didn't work.
Cool,
so... My question is, who picked Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, from last week?
Dale. Hey, Dale, out of curiosity, how much did that net you after dividing the gross income by your amount you spent?
Well, the leaderboard currently stands with Rachel Boat at $4.6 million from Spider-Man 2. And I'm currently in second place on $400,000.
That's
now,
so
are you putting in the fact that they put more than $400,000 into the movie? So
yes.
Technically, it's a loss.
Yeah, no.
Technically, it's a gain because they probably cost them $2 to make. So technically, I'm up already.
We are currently not accounting for that at this time. It's just U.S. gross income for the first 2 weeks divided by amount spent in the fake draft thing.
And I paid $11 for that movie.
Oh, good God. Is that the one?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah. The bid started at $5, unfortunately. So RoboCop's arch nemesis on TV, I can't remember his name in the movies. He has a name, believe it or not. His character actually had a name. I can't remember what it is. He doesn't win.
Here's a fun little fact. I met Ronnie Cox back in 1990 in Toronto, Canada.
What?
Nice.
We just saw him on an episode of Law and Order, I think it was.
Did we ever get the statue in Detroit of RoboCop? Did that ever get finalized?
I don't know. All I know is that the governor was trying to privatize all the cities so we could actually come up with an OCP, so we could come up with a RoboCop, and then, you know, democracy prevailed.
In breaking news, beep 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 beep. The worst wide openings from 1982 to present. Make the joke about wide openings. I'm leaving that there. The worst 200 openings of all time. The Legend of Oz comes in at number 8.
Wow. Way to strive for the top.
For the SmackDown, that is. Guess the Vampire Academy came in at number 11. Have a guess on who owned that one in last year's.
I don't remember. Was that you also?
That was me also.
Goodness, you're on a roll. Not a good one, but you're on a roll.
Well, now I want to know what the top 5 are.
Okay. Hang on. Damn it, I closed it. Keep talking. Talk amongst yourselves.
Cheese and crackers.
Look,
cheese and crackers.
We never claim to be on point and on top of things here. We just...
Not at all.
We just roll with our punches and go with things and do stuff.
All right.
That means I have to dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Did you find it?
The Tigger movie.
Oh, the Tigger movie. That was in... it was like 2004.
2002,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The 11th of... February, yes, in 2000.
What was number 2?
For fuck's sake.
You already closed it already?
The top 5 was.
Come on.
Top 5, not top 1. How boring is that?
That's not the wonderful thing about Tiggers.
CJ's got something
to say.
Called
Bless, what the hell? Bless the Child.
I'm sorry, say that. No, wait, say that again.
Bless the Child?
Bless the Child.
Okay. That's what, number two?
Yes.
And stuck number three?
You. Stuck on You.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
Okay. The Prince and Me.
No comments.
Wow.
Sounds like my life at the moment. And the Losers came in at number five, which they didn't lose. They kind of
we didn't lose. Yeah, they're kind of winners when it comes to that list, right?
I also had The Mortal Instrument, City of Bones, which came in at number 11 on the top. So, you know, I've got both ends covered.
What number is Cop and a Half?
Oh my God! You're making it really difficult for me.
That's all right.
Well, you know, I don't have the internet where I'm from, so I need to get that information from you.
We don't have any Geek.io previews, so it's fine.
What movie did you want?
Just throw the link into the notes here.
Okay.
Well, come on, we've got 8 hours on this Hangout. We're good. We can keep going for hours.
There we go. Although, by the way, just a little follow-up from what we were talking about. The Brady Bunch movie is currently streaming on Netflix.
Yay! I was just...
But not the sequel. The sequel's not on there.
Aw, man. Well, we can't do one without the other. I guess we won't be able to watch either. Darn.
Walking with Dinosaurs got number 100. So that's straight in the middle.
MacGruber hit 13.
Speaking of MacGruber... You can support the show, right, Dale?
Oh yeah! Hang on a sec. I'm getting a breaking message from Disney World right now. Rachel's sending me a message. All right. Nope. Okay. Message received. Do you want me to play that message for you guys?
You gonna play it or are you just gonna recap us?
No, I'm gonna play it. All right.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Let me get this up. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, hi guys! It's Rachel here from Disney World. We're having a great time here. You can also support the show. Don't forget to support the show, guys, over at patreon.com/geekio. Don't know how to spell that? Let me spell it for you. www.patreon.com/geekio. To help us out with a small monthly donation, if you're worth five, what's the point? If you think we're worth $5 for all the great content, we'll give you
your
snozzberries a shout out.
If you're worth $10,
shite on your snozzberries.
Just for you. Have fun with the show, guys. Sorry we couldn't be there. Yep. Thanks, Rachel. That's a pretty insightful message there. How she knew we were at that point in the show, I don't know, but...
Hey. Oh, man.
Ready to Rumble was number 34.
I'm impressed that she sent that far into the future for you to have in order and ready...
Yeah,
for the
she just sent it through then. It's weird. How she knew we were at that point in the show?
Time travel. I don't know. It's shenanigans. Yeah. The all-seeing eye of Rachel.
Jeff is now obsessed with that list, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've lost Jeff. That's fine.
I think we've lost him.
No, we haven't lost.
You're still
me.
Here?
I was gonna make a Back to the Future reference because then I had to say fun fact: Doc Brown wore my Google Glass back in January.
What?
So, but yeah. Yeah, that nice. You know, I don't know if you saw the picture.
I must have missed that one.
Of Doc Brown wearing Google Glass next to a DeLorean. Those were my Google Glass. Cool. Just saying.
Huh. Fantastic.
I get around.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Nice.
He's not the only celebrity that's worn my Google Glass.
So you're not a glass hole, you're a glass whore?
I'm a glass god.
Oh, okay. No, well, what happened to Beelzebub Tube? Well, you got to figure out something for glass.
I'm glass Beelzebub Tube. That's a big word.
Okay, yeah, it's getting a little too long.
Think about it.
You're going to have to get really long business cards. Like, they'll have to be bumper sticker size instead of the ones that fit in your wallet.
We can totally do that. Beelzebub Tube glass whore. Do that.
Glass whore.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Glass whore!
Sounds like a D&D character. Like a subtitle.
Please. Please do. Alexander, do you have the notes open still?
I might. Let me look. I do. What do you want me to look for?
It's at the very bottom. I was going to have you read the review stuff, but I can read it if you're not available.
Oh. The part where it just says reviews?
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Let's see.
But not the word reviews, because...
Yes, just read it verbatim. Start right here and just keep reading.
Reviews-Alexandra.
Reviews by Alexandra.
And use your language.
Use your words. Let's see. We can be heard on Stitcher Radio. Search for Geek.io to help us out if you do, as well as iTunes. Be sure to leave us an honest review, and we will gladly read it on the show.
Sexy Nacho still has everyone waiting on bated breath for the next review. Anyway, final words of thought. Anybody have anything else they want to mention? Anything that's come up?
Well, today's potential show title candidates were, because I like to do that, and CJ attempted to do my voice last week and kind of failed. So I'm here to do it myself. It's a pour off. Stop installing your butt. God's crap equals the Big Bang. What was the butt title? Hydrogen-powered water. Belel's a boob tube glass whore. The Adopter Podcaster Foundation. Podcasting Ghost Rider. Don't spit all over your microphone. Measles or Google Glass. Exploring your toy box. You got cancer in your snowsberries. And that bitch is fat.
Oh, this show in review.
How do you decide?
We'll vote. And if you're listening to this not live, you already know the answer. Because it'll be in the post title.
It's just fun to know what could have been the show title.
Oh, yeah. No, agreed. Agreed.
I love the fact that that's now my new thing.
My soundboard won't go back to the main page. Yay. I can't get back. Let me pull it up on the other. Oh, today, technical difficulties.
One of the downsides of doing things live, unfortunately.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay.
Fix it not in post, because I won't do it.
Someone fix it in post.
It won't happen. Do we have one for April something or other? I think it's this one. Oh, we're going to hope it's this one. So, anywho. Thanks for watching Geek.io, guys. We're going to have a great week, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Geek out.
That is not it. That's great. That's the wrong one. Here, nope, that's 2 seconds.
Yay, soundboard roulette.
Do you want me to make up a song for you?
Yes, please.
Yes. We'll do the outro. And we can do all the talky things over it.
Yay.
And I can do Hope You Like 2014.
This is the end of the show.